I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater and Drama premieres a new musical, The Wizard of Wall Street, the life and achievements of financier, railroad king, Jay Gould, in coordination with the New York theater company Waterwell. Our guests are Tom Ridgely, IU grad and director of the production, and the person who plays the lead, and that's Jay Gould, Sean McNell. Gentlemen, thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Sean, new to the area, tell us where you're from and what's up.
Well, I grew up in Whittier, California, which is right outside of Los Angeles, and I headed east as soon as I could. Mm-hmm. I spent a year at Actors Theater of Louisville, actually, and then I subsequently went to the Juilliard School in New York, and I've lived there ever since.
Hopscotched your way across the country, and now you've bounced back.
I've come back, right, where I belong, I suppose.
Sean, a larger-than-life character?
Well, he is. I think he lives in the imagination as rather larger than life. And I think that that's one of the questions that this play really wants to deal with, is that who is the real Jay Gould and who is the Jay Gould that we've chosen to create to, in one way or another, answer a lot of the big questions about what, you know, the world of American finance has been. Also, I think to give us someone to blame. I wouldn't say it demonizes, and I wouldn't say it softens his reputation, but I think it does ask those important questions that you need to when you're dealing with one of these mythic figures.
One of the things that's been going on here is a bit of workshopping. How much has the script been changing while you've been here?
Well, I think that we've actually kept a lot. I mean, we make changes mm-hmm. to just about every scene. It's a fun experience because I usually work with classical plays. That's where I make most of my professional career. It's exciting to be able to participate in not only creating a role, but fully realizing an entire piece.
Tom, you're directing the show, and also you have a hand in some of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Jonathan Goldberg is the playwright, the music by person who also worked on lyrics with you, and that's Lauren Devine. Mm-hmm. So how did that come about?
Well, Waterwell is a collaborative ensemble where we do something called devised theater, which is a process wherein a group of artists, which could include actors and musicians and directors and designers, will sort of come together and build a piece from the ground up. So that's typically the way we've worked. And Lauren has been our composer from the very beginning, so we've worked with her on almost every show we've done. This project was a little bit different because it was our first time working with a dedicated writer. We brought Jonathan Goldberg on board. But Lauren and I have a long history of collaborating on music together and developing material that way. So when the three of us got together and started crafting the piece, that's just sort of how the division of labor broke down. Jonathan would write, and then either Lauren or I would sort of take the musical ideas at least and just shape them a bit more.
Tom, one of the things that they've been emphasizing and talking about this show is that there'll be somewhat minimal props, mm-hmm. but a focus on lighting, mm-hmm. on the actual staging of the production, mm-hmm. and of course the musical production. Can you tell us a little bit about working with that in the Wells Metz Theater?
Yeah, well, it's a workshop, and so it's which actually plays into our strengths, I think, Waterwell's anyways. You know, our aesthetic has always been very lean. A lot of what happens so quickly that it needs to sort of exist in the audience's imagination. We're moving from time and place, like, very rapidly. And so there's not time to sort of bring on new sets and to do massive changes like that. And also that's just sort of, like, for us, like, taps into a bit more of, like, the pace of life that we feel today, and also what people must have felt back then as, like, things were getting faster and faster, as all of a sudden railroads could take you places more quickly than you ever could before, and telegraphs could get messages to people more quickly than before. So the show has that kind of rhythm to it, too.
We've been talking with Sean McNall and Tom Ridgely. Sean plays Jay Gould, and Tom Ridgely is a creator of the piece in part, and also the director for the production of The Wizard of Wall Street, The Life and Achievements of Financier, Railroad King, Jay Gould. It's a joint production with the IU Department of Theater and the Waterwell Company, and it's in the Wells Metz Theater. Opens on Thursday, the 26th, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. There's a Sunday matinee at 2. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.